KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. It's 26 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 44, with southwesterly winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, in area news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there were three recent arrests. On October 24th, Cass County deputies arrested 53-year-old Rex Dean McDermott of Atlantic on charges of public intoxication and harassment in the third degree, both of which are simple misdemeanors. McDermott was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $1,200 bond. And then on October 29th, deputies arrested McDermott on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. At the time of his arrest, McDermott was arrested also for charges of felony OWI third or subsequent offense, driving while barred, and interference with official acts. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on a $7,000 bond. On October 24th also, and upon an investigation, Cass County deputies arrested 55-year-old Mark Elmer Stile of Bridgewater on felony charges of second-degree theft, criminal mischief in the second degree, and burglary in the third degree. Stile was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. And on October 28th, 20-year-old Devin Joe Hilliard of Council Bluffs was arrested on a Cass County warrant for felony theft in the first degree. Hilliard was brought to the Cass County Jail and held on a $10,000 bond. Cass County Sheriff's deputies responded to four separate accidents over the span of October 23rd through the 26th. Two of the accidents took place on Monday, this past Monday. Authorities say at around 6:30 a.m., deputies responded to a report of a train hitting a car on White Pole Road. A 2009 Pontiac G6 owned and driven by a 66-year-old Mary Margaret Fisher of Oneida was eastbound on White Pole Road when it went out of control and entered the South Ditch and came to rest on the railroad tracks. A short time later, an Iowa Interstate locomotive struck the vehicle. There were no injuries reported. Damage to the Pontiac was estimated at $5,000, while the locomotive sustained about $3,000 damage. Deputies cited Fisher for failure to maintain control. About an hour later, Cass County deputies were called to the scene of a two-vehicle accident Monday on White Pole Road. Officials say a 2013 Chevy Equinox owned and driven by 31-year-old Holly Ann Especk of Atlantic was westbound on the road when the vehicle went out of control on a bridge and entered the eastbound lane, striking the south bridge rail and an eastbound 2004 Ford F-150 pickup owned and driven by 60-year-old Tammy Shelberg of Oakland. No injuries were reported. Damage to the Especk vehicle was estimated at $10,000. Shelberg's vehicle sustained $8,000 damage. Deputies cited Especk for failure to maintain control. October 24th, just after 4 a.m., the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded to a single-vehicle accident on Interstate 80, a 2020 Dodge Ram that was towing a camper driven by 31-year-old Jasmine Applewhite of Chicago, was westbound on I-80. When the vehicle was passed by a semi, the gust of wind blew the vehicle into the side ditch, or north ditch it is. The pickup flipped onto its top, and the camper was on its side. There were no injuries reported. Damage was estimated at $40,000 to the truck. On October 23rd at around 12:36 p.m., Cass County deputies responded to a two-vehicle accident on Highway 71 at Richland Road. Authorities say a 2010 Ford F-150 owned and driven by 59-year-old Philip Dwayne Allen of Griswold and a 2003 Mazda B-40 owned and driven by 20-year-old Marie Edna Amos of Atlantic were both heading southbound on 71. Allen slowed to come to a stop when his vehicle was struck in the rear by Amos's vehicle. There were no injuries reported. Damage amounted to $15,000 altogether. Amos was cited for failure to stop in an assured clear distance. Well, the Atlantic Community School District Board of Education held a work session Wednesday evening at the high school. Superintendent Steve Barber told KJAN News Transportation Director Mark Weiss updated the board during the meeting on the status of the district's fleet and its drivers.
We're pretty blessed to have the bus drivers, which we had. Mr. Weiss gave a report to the board about the number of bus drivers we have, the challenges COVID has put in front of us, as well as what condition our fleet's in. We're very fortunate. The board's been very supportive of keeping our fleet up to date, and we're looking at maybe buying one more Suburban here this year, but then we'll take about 18 months off before we purchase some more vehicles. So we feel really good about where we're at with our transportation.
The board also discussed the district's fiscal year 2020 financial situation and how COVID has impacted some of those numbers.
Well, you know, COVID, you know, we saved money in some areas and it's cost us more in other areas. So our expenses went down last year based upon, you know, our closure. Our sub costs went down, and as well as some of our energy and our transportation costs, since we weren't driving buses and things like that. So there's approximately $200,000 savings there. But at the same time, this year, you know, we've had to purchase some different things as far as technology type things, as well as some cleaning things. And we were very fortunate to get the CARES dollars of $218,000, so that helped offset a lot of those expenses.
Steve Barber also spoke of the outpouring of support for injured Trojan football player Steele McLaren, who is in a Nebraska hospital fighting to recover from severe head trauma associated with an accident that took place last Sunday.
We're all praying for Steele. We're hoping that he has a good recovery, a fast recovery, and you know, he's in some critical times right now. The overwhelming support for Steele is amazing, and it makes me proud to be a part of Atlantic Community. And we're really proud of our high school for really doing the things for this young man, and we're all rooting for him.
Doctors have told Steele's parents that they should be prepared for a long road to recovery ahead for that young man. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold an end-of-month meeting at 9 a.m. today here in Atlantic, both in person and electronically. The board is set to receive an annual report and fiscal year 2022 funding request from the Cass County Library Association. The request will be taken under consideration when budget time begins. The supervisors will also receive regular reports from the county engineer and mental health general relief coordinator. In his report, engineer Trent Wolkin will present to the board a contract to sign with the DOT for county bridge federal aid swap funding for a bridge on Indian Creek Road, about a half mile north of White Pole. The board will act on a resolution also authorizing board chair to sign the agreement. Supervisors also will act on resolutions pertaining to the awarding of a contract for a joint bridge bundle project with Guthrie County, the establishing of a speed limit on Memphis Road, 620th to Highway 71, a resolution with regard to posted weight limits on county bridges. Supervisors will discuss and possibly act on the closing of a county roadway on 570th Street and the I-80 underpass. The proposal has been discussed at length for the past several Board of Supervisors meetings. In other business, the board will act on approving the abatement of taxes for separate parcels owned by the cities of Lewis and Atlantic and the abatement of tax on a mobile home. They're also expected to review and update the county policy pertaining to reimbursement for the use of personal cell phones for county business. Elsewhere in the news, a woman from Adams County said she forgot her cell phone while she was in the restroom at the Creston Walmart back on October 16th. The Prescott woman told police that when she went back to retrieve it, the Samsung S9 phone was gone. The device was valued at $400. Mills County Sheriff's Office Thursday said 54-year-old James Patrick Hyatt of Omaha was arrested Wednesday afternoon at the Sarpy County Jail. Hyatt was wanted on a Mills County warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $2,500. And a Glenwood man was cited for failure to yield upon entering a through highway following a collision late Wednesday morning at Highway 34 and Kidd Road. Authorities say just before noon, a 2015 Chevy driven by 22-year-old Caleb Heath of Glenwood was attempting to cross Highway 34 from Kidd Road when he failed to see an approaching Dodge driven by 37-year-old Heather Zager of Red Oak. The Dodge hit the Chevy on the passenger side. Heath was cited following the accident investigation. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.